Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Coaching Conversations. This is your host and life coach, Sean Chakowski. And today I'm so excited. We have a very special guest, Wendy Santacor. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you, Sean.
Great to have you. Wendy is a wellness and confidence coach. Reached out and connected with me. I know you wanted to share your message, help hopefully empower our listeners is our intention today. So welcome, Wendy. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background or how you found coaching?
Yeah, thanks, Sean. I appreciate you having me on the show. So I actually have a very deep background in fitness. I was immersed in the world of fitness from a really, really young age. My mom was a personal trainer and worked in the fitness world for as long as I could remember. And I had two sisters, one of three girls, and I grew up in a world where being lean and being skinny and not eating, you know, your fair share of food was the way to go. And as I grew up and finally had my daughter, I realized that that wasn't exactly the path I wanted to follow anymore. And I got tired of not only hearing myself be self-deprecating, but also the women around me chastise themselves for things they eat and actions they take on a daily basis. So I decided that it was my time to make a little bit of a change in the world with women, so I stepped into coaching.
Awesome, awesome. Appreciate that. And I know you reached out. We were talking about, I think with your background and now the work that you're aligning yourself with, I think the message you wanted to help share today is about women stepping into their greatness or why we're so fearful or hesitant to do that. And I think I was just sharing before we got on the air that I had a few coaching conversations prior to us airing about how that surfaces in a lot of women these days. So tell me a little bit more. I want to go back to, you know, you were saying about the kind of the tendencies of it, the eating. I wanted to kind of explore that too. We'll do a side route about that. But just tell us what prompts you to want to share this message?
You know, it started at work. So we had a beautiful career counselor come in, and she was talking about women's empowerment. And number one, I was kind of sad that we had to have actual women's empowerment classes at work, and that I feel that men should be going through empowerment classes just as much, but there's a stigma in society that women are the lesser of two sexes. And as much as we don't want to believe it or feel that it's still true, studies are showing that women won't apply for promotions in the workplace until they feel they're 100% qualified. Men, they'll apply if they're 60% qualified and say, I'll make up the rest. And according to Forbes, on the Fortune 500 list in 2016, women CEOs make up only 4% of the number of CEOs that are out there. And it's just there's this natural social construct that's placed on women to be perfect at all times. And a lot of times as a woman, we're moms, we're employees, we are juggling, managing households, and the structure on us is that we have to show up fully at all times for everybody else. We are the caretakers. We are the givers. We are, the people that just don't really worry about ourselves as much as we worry about everybody else around us. And if we do try to step into what's great for us, you start to either you feel very guilty or you get the, well, you know, you're gone all the time or you're doing this thing for you. And
yep.
We don't, you know, there's a guilt then that precedes this fire that sits in our belly and everything gets pushed down and we don't have that opportunity to step into our greatness.
Beautiful. You know, I can even speak personally about that. You know, can we explore this a little bit deeper? I think a lot of our listeners can resonate with that, or especially what I see with my coaching clients that, you know, as a woman, we're a remarkable species because our role has evolved so much.
We wear
so many hats. But I do think you're right where it can be conflicting then, you know, where we've tried to pursue our greatness and that you have, it is almost our responsibility as caretakers and nurturers because we create and yes, I agree with that. And then the guilt that comes into it. I think you're hitting upon a very strong area that needs advocacy. So tell me,
100%.
Yeah, yeah. because women are not alone.
For everybody.
They do. Yep. Go ahead. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Sean. No, for everybody. I mean,
no.
We all need that advocacy. So a couple years back, I started running and was doing half marathon running. And that takes time to train. And going into the training processes, you know, you're doing something for yourself, but a morning run in the morning could take you 2.5 hours, you know, between getting ready and getting there and getting home. And the guilt I would have leaving the house with my husband, who's taking care of the two kids, who, by the way, are 4 and 7, so are very self-sufficient. But there was this social construct that I placed on myself that I need to be there and I should be the one taking care of them and I shouldn't be giving myself this time. And then when I got home, my natural inclination was to overcompensate for what I hadn't done the morning while I was running. So it was this, I was this whirlish person running around the house, and I was vacuuming, and I was cleaning, I was doing dishes, and I was making sure everybody's lunches were taken care of. And I was just trying to put it all into this package that was labeled, that I had labeled perfection. And it's after I've started to break out of that mold a little bit, and I've stopped asking for forgiveness to do the things that I want to do, my world has so drastically changed. And what I realize is that my husband really supports me. He doesn't care. He's like, yeah, go do your thing. Because you know what? At the end of the day, then you're happier and I'm happier and everybody's happier and it just makes a better day.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, I think too, for anyone out there, like I always struggle, I was a former people pleaser. But sometimes we have to please ourselves, right?
Yeah.
So if you're working with a client, let's just say, yeah, who's struggling with that, just saying, I cannot, you know, that guilt, or, you know, what are some tips that we can offer, or where's the beginning to say, hey, you know, I guess almost I'm important too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any coaching tips that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, from a client perspective, I guess it's looking back, and it's really an inner question, and it's a hard question to answer because on the surface, there's so much, you know, there's that guilt and that perfection that we have to follow, and is there going to be any kind of resentment? Who's going to resent me if I take this path that I'm looking for? Who's going to resent me if I decide to go to a yoga class? And I always ask my clients as I'm working with them, what's the worst thing that happened? And a lot of times the pinpoint of the worst thing that happens is like, well, you know, my husband gets mad at me or you know, I don't get a chance to spend an hour with my kids that I could be spending. And then on that is like, okay, well, what's the worst part of that? And a lot of times it's trying to narrow down really where this feeling of guilt is coming in. But then on the other hand is what's it going to do for you? So at the end of the day, the worst thing that happens is your husband might be a little tweaked because you're not home for an hour, but you come home far more relaxed and far happier and having invested time into yourself. And all that's going to do is flow across all avenues of your life.
Right, right. Beautiful. Do you find that, though, let's talk about work-life balance, because I do see a lot of clients struggle with that, like wanting to, you know, stay home with the children but yet make their way with careers. And then just some of the balancing that has to go into that. You know, and even encouraging sometimes, like I said, women feel, you know, the guilt of leaving their children, and then let's just say you have a non-supportive environment.
Right.
I do think where I want to bring, I know it's tricky, but I do think that's sometimes like where coaches come in, because where we have to remind them, you know, like even their belief partners, that it is okay, you know, to want to provide for families. And I guess, too, I mean, have you ever, I guess, what is your take on that? Like, trying to, I've had someone who really wanted to endeavor in her career, but had that pull of, like, okay, this time in my life with my children. I know to go for it is part of it, but what are some things that we can remind people when they're on that journey?
I remind the women that I work with of the example that they're setting for their children. So
beautiful.
If your focus is to become a CEO and you want to drive and you want to work hard for that, talk to your children about it. I talk to my kids every day about my coaching business and why mom spends so much time upstairs in her office and building materials and doing all the things that I'm doing. And they understand at this point. And like I said, they're 7 and 4, but we do a fair amount of talking to say that mom's doing this because mom has a dream and mom's going to – she's going to achieve this. And I do it unapologetically so that they can see, especially my daughter, she can see that no matter what she puts her mind to, the effort and the hustle and the time are going to go into it. And there are ways to continue and block time off to have those special moments with your kids. And it doesn't mean you have to sit in front of a computer or at your corporate job and work 24/7, because at the end of the day, you know, who are you making happy? And if you are the one that's happy, then that's what matters, because your kids are then going to see that, and it filters into the family life. Corporate-wise, if you're part of a big organization, you're mm-hmm. generally a cog in the wheel, and it's great that mm-hmm. you want to push forward in a corporate position, and you can continue to do that, but within the hours that are your set parameters. Otherwise, you are just going to completely – you're going to lose yourself, and you're going to lose your mind, really, trying to be perfect. And I just – one more thing. Tell my clients, get rid of the word or connotation of perfect, because there is no perfection. We're all doing the best we can, and we're all living our own balance. And sometimes it's just mm-hmm. the coaching comes in, because it's really hard to find that balance.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I want to highlight what you said, because I think you hit on so many great things that, you know, sometimes we see the focus on quantity, but you're really saying it's the quality. You know, when I work with clients too, it's just like, you know, when you're with your children, just be in that moment with them. Be mindful. Make it a quality moment. Where you said too, sometimes exactly again, you have to bust through those social constructs, those paradigms that we set for ourselves. And the message that you're sending to your children when you're following your happiness, that is so beautiful. And where I think the reminder of having that message sent out, because we kind of maybe sometimes can't see that big picture, Wendy, you know, where you're telling them, like, you know, I'm showing mom, I'm being a leader, a role model, and leading the way for your girls, it sounds as if. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, is there anything
just
you've learned?
Just do it unapologetically.
We got to put that in stone for all women out there. You got to write that affirmation down on your mirror and look at that. Why is that? Why is it unapologetically? Why do you think? And
it's because who else in the world is you? That's my question. Is who is you? You are made from scratch. You are your own special person, and you need to go out and take what is yours and what you want. And if you continue to apologize for the things that you're doing, number one, you're showing your children or everybody else around you that you feel guilty for going after what you are. And number two, you're never allowing this beautiful person that was created and made from scratch to be that phenomenal being, and you're not allowing yourself to step completely into what you were made to do.
Beautiful. It's almost that self-respect, too. I think you're teaching to huge self-respect I think there's a misconception when people think of respect, like, oh, you have to pay homage. No, it's just honoring, you know, honoring that dignity of who you are meant to be. So beautiful, beautiful mm-hmm. stuff. Any last wise words you'd like our listeners to know? We are, believe it or not, almost out of time here.
I know, I can't believe it. last thing I want our listeners to know and just remember is that you are worth it. When you're 80 years old and you look back on your life, do you want to say, what if? So I'm 36 years old and I'm forging a new path for myself. I work with clients who are 60 years old and forging new paths for themselves. It's never too early and it's never too late to step into that thing that you are meant to be. And I just say, live your life to be as alive as you can be and as true and authentic as you can be to yourself, and your happiness will follow.
Can you imagine a world of everybody being happy and being who they need to be?
I do imagine. That's
high level.
Why I'm a coach.
Yeah, exactly. Inspiring. Oh, Wendy, thank you for the beautiful words and inspiration. And all of our listeners, Wendy Santa Kirk, you can find, I'm going to have your bio and the way to connect with you on our website, which is wnylifecoaching.com. Or you can feel free to reach us at 716-560-6552. Would you like to share your website, Wendy?
Yeah, it's www.wendysanacore.com. And the last name is
awesome.
S-A-N-A-C-O-R-E.
Beautiful. Thank you for being on, and thank you to all our listeners. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Sean.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care.
You too.